Looking ahead to the Publishing Business Conference and Expo, and joining us on the line are two people who have been instrumental in planning for it. This is Chris Keneally with Copyright Clearance Center's Beyond the Book, and joining me today is Noel Skazinski, who's Editorial Director at Publishing Executive and Book Business Magazines, and Conference Program Director for the Publishing Business Conference. Noel, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Hi, Chris. Nice to join you.
Well, it's nice to have you back, because we talked about the conference last year, and it's a good thing to be doing again as we look forward to its coming to New York City in April. Also joining me on the line is the conference co-chair and president and publisher of the Lerner Publishing Group, Adam Lerner. Adam, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Thank you, Chris.
Lerner Publishing Group, we should tell people, is one of the nation's largest independently owned children's publishers with more than 4,000 books in print. And so, you know, you've got a really interesting perspective, Adam, I think, on where the publishing business is at this very moment. But I'm going to start with Noel and ask her about some of the featured speakers. And certainly one that caught my eye and I'm looking forward to seeing myself is Steve Hanna, who's the CEO of The Onion. And I guess I want to know, Noel, what is someone from The Onion going to say to this important group of publishing executives, and could it be possibly anything serious?
Well, I'm sure a lot of it will not be serious. It is The Onion, and Steve Hanna is quite funny himself, as you can imagine. But they actually have, it's a growth story. It's a tremendous story of what started in a dorm room as a weekly campus newspaper and has grown to, print publications in 12 cities. It's got 10 million unique visitors to its website. It's got a radio network. It just recently launched its two television shows, The Onion Sports Dome and The Onion News Network. It produces books that are New York Times bestsellers. It's truly kind of what I see as the epitome of a cross-media, cross-platform publisher. It's doing everything, and as Steve Hanna puts it, it's part of The Onion's plan for world domination.
Well, if you're going to be dominated, you might as well have somebody with a sense of humor doing it.
I agree.
And as you point out, what's really interesting about the way The Onion has gone about all of this is there's been this fascinating organic growth that's taken it from the print side of things to the web to digital to across all media. How much of an example do you think that is for other people attending the conference?
I think, unfortunately, there are some people who are going to say, oh, well, we're, a book publisher only, we can't really relate, or we're, a B2B magazine publisher, we can't relate. But I think that the message and the strategy is there, and the way that they approach things. And Steve Hanna is certainly going to go into some of the things that have enabled them to grow, in between his I'm sure some videos he's going to be showing and jokes, but I think it's something that anyone can learn from if they're in publishing, because it's looking at your core strengths and prioritizing and looking where your market is and where you can reach them in new capacities, basically grow your audience. And that's what they've done. They've grown it across all these different platforms. So I think that anyone can certainly benefit from it and relate to it and learn from it.
Yeah, well, let's bring Adam in on that. I mean, Adam, Lerner Publishing has been around since 1959, and as I mentioned, is now one of the largest independently owned children's book publishers and more than 4,000 books in print. And clearly a lot has happened since the founding of the company. How do you approach all the challenges that technology is bringing to the publishing business?
Well, what I will say about it for ourselves and other publishers, if you're not at least knee deep in it, something's wrong. And if you're neck deep in it, maybe you're in too far. So anywhere in between there is, I think, where we are and where other publishers need to be. There's so much to figure out. I think that for most publishers, we've gotten bogged down in the technology aspect, I think somewhat out of necessity. And once we kind of are able to get a perspective on that, where we want to be knowledgeable in around technology and where we don't need to be, we can kind of circle back around and focus on our core, which is content, which is, so that's where Learner Publishing Group is now. We've done a lot of experimenting around technology and learning around it, and now we're much more comfortable realizing that we need to continue to focus on creating the best content we can.
Well, and Adam, I think that's an interesting point in, you know, the relationship between technology and content and some of the forms that you can display that content in. And Noel, maybe you can tell us about how the conference tries to address all those different areas. You've got programs on content, you've got programs on some of the forms, such as the iPad apps, you've got programs on really sort of, what was Adam saying, you know, you're waist deep in technology as well.
Something neck deep.
Neck deep.
This year was really a challenge because there are so many different issues that we consider a priority from our audience that they've told us is a priority over the year. And it was a bit of a an uphill battle trying to fit everything into a 2.5-day program. But with the help of our conference chairs and our board, I think we did a pretty good job on balancing out. I mean, the focus and what people really need right now is more strategic advice, kind of how to prioritize, you know, these questions with, well, you know, how far should we go with ebooks? How should we be marketing them? What's the best technology for streamlining our workflow in order to be a multi-platform publisher? It's all kind of reinventing yourself as a publisher and no longer thinking of yourself just as a print publisher, but as a print plus. So that's really kind of how we looked at setting up the program, and everything does kind of fall into that, but there's a lot of sessions that aren't just about technology, but they do pretty much all address the shifts that are taking place in the industry. I mean, we have a session on the retail market, where are we headed? So it's, in addition to the session that Adam is actually speaking on, which is called Cross-Platform Book Publishing, Reinvent Your Company, it's all about that. It's all about how to look at your business right now and strategically make the right decisions that will help your company move into the future. And whether it involves ebooks or not, some companies, it may not. It depends on what your priorities are, what your core competencies are, and the conference is hopefully set up to help people decide what to do and how to do it.
Right. And Adam, that notion of reinvention and innovation, which are such, you know, fundamental parts of technology, has that changed the way you think of yourself as a publisher, that need to reinvent, to innovate?
Yes. Yes, it has. I think it's certainly added a lot more stress to everything we do. But beyond that, it's really made us stretch and look at content in many different ways, and it's touched everything we do, frankly, from our workflow to how we market to how we strategize about our content. It's caused a tremendous amount of, you know, upheaval, but in a positive way. And I don't think we can understate it, the amount of change that's happened in our company.
Well, one of the areas that you've, I think, done a great deal on is social media, which was a hot topic at least last year. I think it still is pretty hot. You've got a blog, you've got Facebook pages and Twitter accounts. What has all of that brought to you, do you think, as a publisher? How has that changed the way you think about the business, having social media platforms?
Well, I think it removes some barriers around, I think, around the process of traditional book publishing, print publishing. You know, it used to be where you acquired a book and basically 2 years later you published it. And what happened in that 2 years was behind the scenes, it was not really exposed to the rest of the world. And I think with social media, it really removes those barriers where everything that's going on in the publishing process is exposed to people that are interested in us, and we're able to communicate with them you know, really real time, from authors to librarians to reviewers. It's made the publishing process, it's demystified it in some ways and made it more accessible to people that are interested in us and our books.
Well, we're chatting with Adam Lerner, who is with Lerner Publishing Group. He's the president and publisher there. And with Noelle Skazinski, who is editorial director at Publishing Executive and Book Business Magazines. Both of them knee-deep, chest-deep, whatever, in the planning for the Publishing Business Conference and Expo. And Noelle, I want to ask you, you've been doing this for a few years now. Something new, different, that people haven't seen for Publishing Business Expo in 2011?
This is the first year we are conducting mobile publishing strategy summits, one for magazine publishers and one for book publishers, and it'll be a 2.5-hour summit on the second day of our conference. That's new for us, but it's something that we knew that people really wanted, and it's going to look into everything from developing your mobile strategy, whether you should have one, whether it makes sense for you, what it should be, if you're going to put products out, how do you do so, what tools do you need, what do you not need, how to price things, the ROI, you know, everything like that. So it's going to be a really in-depth workshop on mobile strategy, and we have some really excellent speakers lined up for it, so I'm excited about that. Wednesday, we have a half-day social media strategy summit, which is going to basically do the same thing for social media, go really in-depth and look at not only how publishers can use social media, which a lot of people have done, but what we really want to get down to is the nitty-gritty of, you know, it's very easy to set up something and, you know, here and there you tweet or you put things out, but to have a really effective program, what you do need to do, what you don't need to do, how you can do so with minimal, you know, investment, and then really what's the ROI on it is the biggest question I think that publishers have is spending all this time, but really how are they making money? How's that translating to book sales? So...
Right, and the people offering these insights are terrific. You've got people from Facebook and Google Books, from Meredith 360. I see here a program I'd be interested in on Wednesday, which is reinventing the print business model. Boy, there's a challenge, with Brian Kelly from U.S. News and World Report. So it's really some of the top people.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah, we're thrilled with the speakers that are coming out this year, and I mean last year with Steve Forbes as a keynote and David Granger interviewing, we had Kathy Black and Jane Friedman. We thought we're never going to be able to top this, but this year I think as an overall package, we have just a fabulous cast of speakers, and I'm really excited. I wish I could attend every session by myself. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to, but you know, and we have you, Chris, speaking this year, so I'm looking forward to that.
I am looking forward to that. And Adam, if I can ask you finally, so what's it like for you as an executive of a publisher, as you say, really busy with all of these issues, to take some time out and to put yourself in with all these other people who are really pretty much in the same boat as you?
Well, it's very important for me. That's how I learn. That's how I'm going to do a better job leading my own company, to see what's going on out there. And, you know, Noelle and I have talked about sort of how magazine and book publishers relate. And what I will say too, as a book publisher, I often look to the magazine publishing business as a precursor, and we kind of follow their trends. And so for me, I'm really looking forward to hearing not just from other book publishing colleagues, but from magazine publishing people as well.
Well, we're looking forward to all of that and more. We've been looking ahead to the Publishing Business Conference and Expo coming to the Marriott Marquis in New York City, April 4th through the 6th, Monday through Wednesday. Joining us on the line today have been Noelle Skazinski, who is Editorial Director at Publishing Business Executive and Book Business Magazines, and Conference Program Director. Noelle, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Chris. It's been my pleasure.
And also talking to us about the conference and expo is Adam Lerner, who is the conference co-chair and president and publisher of Minneapolis-based Lerner Publishing Group. Adam, it's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you, Chris. Me as well.
For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, this is Chris Keneally and Beyond the Book, wishing you a great day.
Mm-hmm.